Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello. This is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Lisa Campion, and for the next half an hour, we're going to explore the nature of healing. Tonight, I have a really wonderful guest, the sublime, beautiful, gorgeous goddess Oceana LeBlanc, and we're going to be talking about healing by using the power of the divine feminine. It's going to be a great conversation. But before we start that, since this is my first show, I wanted to share a little bit with you guys about who I am and why I care so much about healing. I've been working as a healer myself for about 30 years now. I started working as a psychic when I was 19 years old, and I've been doing it ever since. I don't know really what made me think I could do that. I was one of those psychic children, and I just kind of started doing it. But then as I was doing readings, I wanted to be able to bring more to my clients than just delivering the message. So I learned counseling, psychotherapy, and then added that, sort of mashed that in with my readings. And then about 18 years ago, I discovered Reiki, became a Reiki master, and added energy work into my healing sessions. And these days, I do a unique blend. It's really like a big mashup of counseling, psychic work, and energy work. But the thing I'm most excited about in my life is that I'm super committed to training healers. I really, really, really passionately believe that the world needs all the healers it can get. So I teach Reiki, psychic development classes, and I also teach in this totally cool 3-year energy medicine school called the Reese Thomas Institute with my business partner, Reese Thomas, who I'm sure will be coming on my show as a guest any day now. And over all this time of doing healing work, I've really, really seen the miracle of healing happening so many times in my own life and in the lives of my clients and my students. And it's so fascinating that I really can't wait to share it with all of you guys. So in the course of this show, I'm going to be your guide as we explore and discover many different healing modalities, as well as talk to different healers to see how they do their work and how that work that they do impacts their clients. We're also going to connect with people who have been on their own healing journeys and experienced miracles of their own healing. So I think we're going to be talking to shamans, energy healers, psychics, physicians, acupuncturists, chiropractors, so many more, all of whom have their own totally fascinating ways of doing healing work. I also think that at some point, everyone needs some healing. Maybe you have suffered from depression, anxiety, maybe it's addictions or loss, or perhaps you're a person that's been challenged with medical issues like cancer or Lyme disease. But for me, the real miracle of healing is the heart-opening transformation that happens along the way. I really, really believe that every day we have small opportunities to heal at every choice we make, as well as those big aha enlightenment moments that where we really, really pop through something huge, come out the other side, a different, more expanded person. And that's where the conversation gets really cool. So thank you so much for joining me on this healing journey. I'm really, really excited to share this, open the door to this stuff and really share what I know and with all of you guys, right? So tonight I have a wonderful guest. She's a brilliant healer and a dear friend of mine who's been a big part of my own personal healing journey. And I'd really, really like to welcome to you the beautiful goddess Oceana LeBlanc. Welcome, Oceana.
Hi, Lisa. I am so excited to be here.
Thanks. Thanks for being on my very first radio show.
Thank you. It's my honor. It's a privilege. This is like so exciting. So exciting.
It's so exciting. And I think it's exciting because you do such a unique kind of healing work. It's pretty special. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of healer you are?
Oh, okay. Well, like you, excuse me, I do a mashup. I have been on the path of educating myself and practicing so many healing modalities over the last probably 30 something years. And I also have done, you know, similar to you, a lot of the psychic counseling type work. And I've been dabbling and playing and working in esoteric studies. Just, it seems like forever. And so I feel like to say any one thing that I do is kind of to leave out the rest. So I can kind of go down the list a little bit and just like the highlights are, you know, I do shamanic healing. I do healing women, really women's empowerment work through connecting their upper and lower chakras. And I call it sensuality work. I also do Reiki and I do work with crystals and I do work with auric fields.
Let's talk about the sensuality piece, because I think that's really where your stuff is unique. So mm-hmm. if we were to go to your website and just tell us what your website is.
My website is goddessoceana.com.
So yeah, if we were to go to your website, it sort of says that you're a women's empowerment and sensuality coach.
Yeah. Right?
And my experience of your healing work is that you really have this incredibly unique way of connecting people to the divine feminine.
It's so nice to hear yourself described, you know, because then I get kind of this window into what it looks like from the outside.
Well, that's I think the other stuff you do is totally amazing. It's like the delivery mechanism for the mm-hmm. real work that you do, which is to sort of, you know, be the goddess and bring the divine feminine to people.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how that came about. It's like, I didn't set out to say, oh, I'm going to call myself Goddess Oceana. It was a name that was given to me when I became a sex educator, which I did for about 5 years straight. And, you know, it was for a company where they just called their consultants goddesses. And I kept the name because I didn't want people to not be able to find me. Right. And then it sort of grew and emerged as like, and during that time, I also had gone through a very deep, intensive experience apprenticing basically and training, and being initiated as a priestess. And I decided I wanted to be a channel for the divine feminine in whatever way was going to be most useful. And that's kind of how my whole business came about.
So what's so healing about being in the divine feminine? Like, why do you think we women need that so much right now? And is it just women? Do men need it? Like,
I think we all need it. And I think that the journey begins with women waking up to their feminine power and waking up to their own divinity. And I think it's happening. I think we're watching it in action right now. This is such a pivotal time in our culture, across the world, just watching what's happening in the world right now. It's watching women rise up into their power and their birthright. And I think what's so important about it is that the feminine has been so oppressed, so suppressed, disconnected for so many thousands of years. And we're at a point where it's just the world will not heal until women step into their power.
And what do you think that looks like? Like, I totally get what you're saying. And I see the same thing, you know, and it makes me very excited. But if you're just sort of like a, you know, woman just living her life somewhere, you know, what does that mean? What does that mean, stepping into their power and healing the divine feminine?
I think what it means is, you know, so many women sort of, you know, we're kind of lulled into this sleep and this sort of, you know, expected role that we play and programmed almost, you know, from birth that we are here to serve. And we are here to, you know, make everything nice and to be wives and to be more submissive in the culture and to be good girls. But simultaneously, you know, women are objectified and women are disenfranchised. And so for a woman who's just sort of not even aware that much about it, it would look like beginning to become more conscious, to beginning to wake up. And well, it's real hard to put it into mundane words, isn't it? So it would look like the first introduction to it would be, say, you know, I would begin to teach the woman how to connect her spirituality to her sexuality. You know, like instead of looking at it as a bad or negative part of herself, instead of being stuck in the woundedness of a woman's sexuality, she would begin to celebrate it.
Yeah, I think that's what's so interesting about the way you work, because I know a lot of, like, in the past, I mean, I grew up in the 70s and my mom was like a feminist, you know, hippie type. And I think in the past, mm-hmm. like women who wanted to step in their power got really angry and, you know, it became like kind of like a fight, right? You know, mm-hmm. and the way that I see you do it is so unique. It's so different, which is more about helping women connect to the pleasure of their sensuality. It doesn't seem like on the surface that it would empower you, but it does, really, doesn't it?
Right. Exactly. It does. And I mean, I'm not the only person out there doing this, like for real. There are women that have gone before me. I think what I do that's a little different is I incorporate magic into that, you know, and I hold space for women that have been traumatized to begin to heal that and then step into their power. And and to also celebrate their sensuality in a way that they connect with not only their power to create their reality, but how to do it, like the actual mechanics of it.
Right. So when you say magic, you really mean like
manifesting.
Yeah, the magic of manifesting. And in a way, that's what women are so good at, right? Like we have this natural ability to literally create life in our bodies, right?
Right.
So
it's what we do. Yeah. And I think so many women are out there kind of not knowing that they are already creating their reality. Like they think that it's happening to them, and it's not meant in a shame, it's like the world is a hologram, right? We are actually creating things, but we're doing it unconsciously. And because there's so many of us creating, obviously creations cross over, you know, so it's not like, you know, we're not saying, oh, I think something horrible is going to happen to me today. Let me make sure that happens. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we are manifesting all the time. We just aren't aware that we're doing it. Many people are not aware that they're doing it.
Right. So it sounds like, I think this is so exciting, but it sounds what you're saying is that bringing sensuality and that ability to manifest kind of up out of the wounded feminine that mm-hmm. so many women have, like really, really deep wounds around mm-hmm. their womanhood, around their sexuality, and kind of healing that and bringing it out of the unconscious and into a healed and conscious place is what empowers women.
Yes. Absolutely. We bring it into the healed and conscious place. And there's something called reframing. That's a neurolinguistic term. And it's learning how to actually celebrate, how to celebrate all that we have going on in our lives, not just the good stuff. You know, because like there's this saying, what you resist persists. You know, and so if we resist the yucky stuff and we continue to be sort of, live in the victimization of it, you know, live in being a victim, being at the effect of it, rather than say, all right, I'm going to own this and I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to make it like I planned it. Like, it's a really bold step. And of course it can trigger people if they don't really understand the intention behind it. It's not about saying it's your fault. It's about saying the only way to shift it and to really heal, to really truly heal, is to claim it as your own, you know?
Yeah, I totally know. We do something very similar in the energy medicine school, where we sort of talk about, you know, your past as being like spiritual boot camp, you know, mm-hmm. and that so many times our life purpose is the seeds of our life purpose are planted in our trauma, you know, mm-hmm. and when we really kind of heal and liberate ourselves from the trauma, it's like the fuel that often sort of launches us into our life purpose, the pain to purpose.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's those, the people that are able to, you know, when they finally come around to that and then they use it towards their soul purpose, it's magnificent to watch. You know, it's really incredible.
So people that, like, what kind of practice could somebody do? Like, I know you like to sort of give people a practice. What kind of practice can somebody do?
I actually make them up all the time. I feel like they just kind of like show up. It's, you know, like I channel exercises. I did one this morning with somebody. It just was off the cuff. It's like, okay, we're going to do this. And it was a fun exercise for the day. So what would I give people as a practice to begin to what? Like give me a problem.
Just like reconnect with their sensuality. Like, maybe, I know a lot of people, women and men, everybody, just after like a while of maybe being with the same person or being not with a person, maybe your sensuality gets shut down a little bit. So if you've been shut down, like, what can you do? What's something that you could sort of like a beach entry kind of, instead of being thrown into the deep end, like what might be a gentle way to kind of open up the flow of your sensuality again?
I think to have a date with yourself is really, it's like, it's a time tested thing that just really works. You know, you really begin to romance yourself. One thing that I've done that I found so powerful, and I still, whenever I come across it in a notebook, I light up. I wrote the most romantic love letter I could even imagine to myself from my inner masculine. And I mean, it was magnificent. I mean, I just went on and on and on, like just all the ways I wanted, you know, that you dream about being loved and cherished and spoken to. And I wrote it all in a love letter to myself, and then I mailed it to myself, you know, and I've kept it all these years. And every once in a while, I kind of like, you know, and you're shuffling papers and I come across it, and I'm like, oh, I swoon, because I'm like, whoa, that's romantic. And it just sort of shifts, like you are giving yourself what you crave the most. And that's what I tell women to do, you know, begin to give it to yourself.
That's beautiful.
And some women have told me they get really sad when they do it, or that, you know, emotions come up when they begin to do that. And I, you know, and I think what's important is, like, don't stop there. Like, let the emotions up, because that's what, on top of the passion, right? So it's sort of like a detox. It's like, let it come out, release it, say yes to whatever shows up, and allow it to flow. Don't resist it. And then underneath, you begin to, you know, to kind of bask in that pleasure.
Yeah, that's great. I think, like, so many of us women, we want so much to find that acknowledgement in from the men in our lives. You know, we want to find it. If we give it to ourselves, maybe it unhooks us a little bit.
It not only unhooks us, but this is the really interesting thing that happens. When we are able to receive it from ourselves at our core, you know, at the core of our being, like really receive it, it starts to be reflected outside of us. So, you know, people will start behaving differently around us. You know, that we'll be more attractive. We start to be acknowledged in new ways.
And that's kind of a miracle right there, right?
Yeah, it is.
So let's talk about miracles a little bit. I know you've had some. I know you've you know, been party to some. Tell me a little bit about miracles. What's the miracle of healing?
A miracle that stands out for me in my life, one of them, is actually two, are these like stories of things that doctors told me would never, ever go away without an operation. Like, I've been told that a couple of times, and I have had miracles a couple of times where the doctors are just kind of baffled. One of them, I was in my 20s, and I had a cyst that was pretty solid. It was the kind that the doctor said, you absolutely need to have this removed. Like, there is no way this will go away. They don't. This type doesn't. You have to get it removed surgically. You have to have an operation. And I was like, oh, I really don't want to. So I decided I was going to start to do healing work on myself. And I began to do that. I did visualizations 8 times a day of it, and infused it with love energy and, you know, meditating, watching it disappear. And I also went for acupuncture. You know, I did supportive, holistic things. And I remember my boyfriend at the time was like, you know, you got to promise you're going to go get it removed. If it doesn't go away this way, I said, okay, give me 2 months and I'll go get it checked. He's like, okay. So I even had a timeline. And so in between the hospital, the doctor sent me this nasty letter. So we want you to know this isn't going to go away. You know, this is not going to go away. And, you know, there's no sort of substitute for having this operation. It's kind of like a very formal letter. And I thought that was interesting. Anyway, 2 months in, I went and had another ultrasound. And it was half the size. And I thought, oh, there's something to this. And so I decided to take some more time and continue to work on it. And I remember the moment that it left, I was sitting in the tub, I was laying in the tub, doing healing work, meditating, being with it. And I kind of heard this energetic pop and I saw this, you know, the energy of it floating away with a smile and waving. I had this internal epiphany. It was like a shift. I knew what it was about and it released. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's healed. And so I went to the doctor and I had one more ultrasound. I asked for an ultrasound. And this was a different doctor because the original doctor wouldn't do any more ultrasounds. They're like, you have to have an operation. So I went to another doctor. Now I had two ultrasounds, one where it was the size of a walnut and one where it was half that size. And when I went for the third ultrasound, they couldn't find anything. And they said, you must be mistaken. There was never anything there.
Wow.
And I'm like, but I have proof there was something there, you know? So that to me was a miracle.
And what do you think, sure. Like, what do you think? We just have a few minutes left here, but if you could kind of like boil down, like, what do you think happened? Like, what was the main ingredient of that healing? Was it your intention, your energy? Like, what did it?
Well, main ingredient, I think, you know, really, all the ingredients are pretty important. The biggest ones that I would say are the absolute intention and faith that it was healing. Like, absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt, in my mind, it was healing. The consistent practice of, you know, I mean, 8 times a day or more, I would sit in meditation and I would do healing work on it. Literally, I would take an energetic syringe where I drew out the cyst from the area, and then I would throw the syringe in the fire and watch it just disappear. Yeah, it was just this thing I made up. And then infuse it with love. And I think at the moment when it finally disappeared, there was this experience of, in the meditation, really asking, what is this about? What was the wound? What was the wound that solidified in my body? And I knew what it was. And I forgave myself deeply for it in that moment. So I think it's self-forgiveness. It's intense faith and intention. And also willingness, there was a level of willingness to surrender, that if it didn't heal, then I would go ahead with the allopathic treatment. So it wasn't like I refused it. There was a, you know, there's a softness to it.
That's such a cool story. Thank you so much for sharing. I love that story.
You.
Can you tell people again how to find you?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm at goddessoceana.com, and that's goddess, G-O-D-D-E-S-S. Oceana is O-C-E-A-N-A.com. And also on Facebook, I have a tribe called the Miracles Tribe of 100 healers that I put together, where we actually do, you know, group healing if people have a request. So I take requests.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on my show tonight, Oceana. It meant so much that it was you. And I really,
thank
really
you,
appreciate
Lisa.
You being here. So good night,
awesome.
Everyone.
Good night.
Bye.